Retirement, what a great time to be alive. For many people, it's the reward of a lifetime of dedication and hard work. It's an exciting season full of possibilities, but also has its challenges. Knowing how to prepare financially and handle the complexities of retirement income can be a tricky road to navigate. This is Your Line to Retirement with your host, Kevin Alexander.
Hello, everyone. It's Kevin Alexander with Your Line to Retirement podcast. Thank you for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you. And we never take for granted listeners that take time out of their busy day to spend a few minutes with us, talk about life a little bit, and talk about money. You're listening to Your Line to Retirement with Kevin Alexander. Visit us on our website, yourlinetoretirement.com, and you can get all our past radio shows, all kinds of good video material, whiteboard material, and you can learn a lot about money just by going to our website. This is a podcast where we try not to bore you with financial data and research, and as I often tell people, that if you were driving down the road listening to this on iTunes or Spotify or Stitcher or something, that you would fall asleep, drive off the road, and wreck your vehicle. We try to make this exciting. We try to make this about life. And we try to make this about money and tie the two together. Because whether we want to admit it or not, besides a person's faith, your line to retirement, we choose to put that faith in Jesus Christ. But besides somebody's faith and maybe their family, the next most important thing in their life is money. And it's not that they hoard money. It's not that they worship money. But whether we like it or not, everything involved in our life is tied to money. Even when you die, it's tied to money. You got to pay the funeral home. You got to pay for an obituary. You got to pay to have the person buried at the cemetery. While you live, everything is tied to money. Your property taxes, your real estate taxes, your sales taxes, your federal tax, your state tax, your meals tax, your travel tax, your gas tax, insurance, health insurance, disability insurance, life insurance, food to eat for you and your family, clothes to wear, school activities for your kids. Little league ball teams want money every time you're on a team. We're raising money. Everything in our society is tied to money, and that's what makes things go. You know, the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil, not money. It's a good thing to have money. It's not a good thing to worship your money and hoard your money and sleep on top of your money afraid that somebody's going to come get it. But it's a good thing to have money so you can help other people. And that's what life's about. Life's about helping other people, building relationships with other people. In the United States of America, that's how it's been since the beginning. America is the most giving country in the world financially. We give more money to the United Nations. Don't ask me why. We give more money to the World Health Organization. Don't ask me why. But America gives money like no other country has ever given. That's because America was built on Christian principles and biblical foundation. And if you live the Christian life and you live by the Bible, you should be a giving person. It's better to give than to receive. But with all that money that's been dealt with in America over the years, all the giving we've done, all the programs we've established in the United States of America, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, federal health insurance, welfare programs, poverty programs, school programs, children's programs, all these programs that developed may have had good intentions when they were first set up, but many of them have had horrible consequences. Horrible consequences. You're listening to Kevin Alexander and the Your Line to Retirement podcast, yourlinetoretirement.com. Click on up in the upper right section in the press, and you can get all of our radio shows, podcasts, newsletters, and all that good stuff. You can call us at 540-381-4033, 540-381-4033. And if you're near the Radford, Virginia area, you can call T.W. Bass, an advisor of ours as well. T.W. is a super nice guy. 540-641-1905, 641-1905. But all the spending in the United States of America, let me relate that to us on a personal basis. Many of us have what's called credit cards. Some people have multiple credit cards. And when one credit card gets used up, they pull out the other one. I've been in a store before and seen people pull out four or five credit cards, hoping that one of them had a few bucks on it that they could charge something else. But eventually, when you max out all your credit cards, there's no more credit cards to use. With the United States of America, over the last 100 years or so, has created so many government programs. And again, I say, they may have. I'm not going to get into this today on this show. They may have been created with good intentions. But at the end of the day, what it's done to us is it's landed the United States of America in nearly $25 trillion of debt. The American people are not outraged by that yet, because for a lot of people, it's not affected their life personally. See, most of the time, we don't get involved in a cause. We don't get fired up, you may say. We don't get motivated to make change unless it affects our life personally. But I'm here to tell you that all this free stuff is getting expensive. All of this free stuff is getting expensive. And I'm going to tell you how that relates to your money here in a few minutes. But here during the coronavirus, we see the Federal Reserve throwing money in to keep the economy propped up. We see the U.S. Congress passing what they call stimulus bills to keep the economy propped up. My friend, we are printing money at a record pace. I call it monopoly money. We're throwing around blue $50 bills and gold $500 bills and pink $5 bills and yellow $10 bills like it's nothing. But unfortunately, monopoly is just a game that when it's over, you can fold the board up, put the pieces, the little horse, the little car, the little thimble, the little hat, the little dog, you know, all those little Monopoly pieces. We love Monopoly at our house. Monopoly is a game you can play for hours and hours, competitive. You trade property and see who can come with the most money at the end. But that's a game. Get you a glass of sweet tea and some popcorn and play it with your kids and your grandkids and just enjoy some time together. Turn off the TV. Turn off your cell phone. But that's a game, my friend. What we're doing in America is real life. Dealing with real people, with real money, and it has real consequences. And all this spending we're doing, all of this free stuff, is getting very, very expensive. And it's going to have a major impact on every American if we're not careful. Trillions of dollars in stimulus money. I'm just being real with you today. If you know anything about me, Kevin Alexander, Your Line to Retirement, I'm just a real person living in the real world. A lot of people come in my office, meet with me, and I have blue jeans and a golf shirt on. I'm not trying to impress anybody. God has given me some common sense to use when it comes to money and working with numbers. And he's given me a great faith in Jesus Christ. And I try to use those things to help people. And since 1998, I've helped thousands of people make common sense decisions. But it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that what's going on in America today. As one of my good friends, Greg Money, says, we're not trying to build a rocket here, and we're not trying to put a man on the moon. This is just common sense stuff. You can't continuously swipe the credit card and eventually not have to pay for it. In the United States of America, we're handing out money like it's monopoly money, like it's the new fad. But here's the thing, in America, unlike many other countries, in America, the only way the government The only way Congress, the only way our representatives can give somebody a dollar is to first take it from somebody else. See, there's no money in Washington. The only money in Washington is what they take from the U.S. taxpayer. That's how they generate, they call it revenue, because they want to snow the American people, and they want you to think they're so smart, and they use this terminology. It's your money, and it's my money. You can call it revenue, you can call it taxes, you can call it income, you can call it whatever you want to at the end of the day. At the end of the day, it's your money, and it's my money if you're a U.S. taxpayer. If you've ever had anybody else's money, I don't think I've ever had in my life, so I'm just speculating here, but it's probably easier to spend somebody else's money than it is your own money. If you've ever had children, you can say amen right there. It's easy for children to spend their parents' money, but when the children grow up and get their own job and they have to work for it, then they're a little more careful with it. Well, Washington, the people in Washington, D.C. that are making decisions on behalf of our country, all they're doing is taking money from the U.S. taxpaying Americans, and they're spending it. And they're spending it at a record pace. They're spending it at an irresponsible pace. They're spending it at a pace that cannot keep up. So when now they've promised, we're over, if you count all the programs that we've promised people, all the free stuff. Now, I keep emphasizing that word free, because I work with a lot of seniors in my business, people who's already retired or getting ready to retire, and they're smart enough after living 55 and 65 years to realize nothing in life is free. Anytime somebody says something's free, watch out and be careful, because payday is coming someday. And all the free stuff, all these free programs that our Congress and our representatives promise us has put everything up over $100 trillion in debt. Well, my friend, the only way they can keep up Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare, Medicare's going to run out of money in a few years. Social Security's going to start running out of money in as little as 6 years. The only way they can continue those programs is to continue to take money from the American people, because that's the only source of income they have. So what are you getting at, Kevin, you may be asking? I'll tell you in just a second. You're listening to Kevin Alexander, Your Line to Retirement podcast. Give me a call at 540-381-4033, and I will talk to you about common sense stuff when it comes to your money. I'm not going to try to snow you. I don't sell you anything. I try to educate people on how money works. It's simple, folks. It's like my good buddy Greg Money says. Interest works two ways. You either pay it or you get it. The people that pay it will always work for the people that get it. You want to be in the position where you're getting interest, where you're earning interest, where you're making interest and not paying interest. You spend less than you make. Those are simple concepts. You don't have to have a degree from the Harvard School of Business or Wharton School of Business to understand spend less than you make. You got to have a legal pad, you got to have a pen, and you got to have a 97-cent calculator from Walmart, and you can figure out how to spend less than you make. So how does the people in Washington, how do the people in your state capital, how do people in your locality, your local town and city, how do they get money? They tax us. They call it revenue. I call it they take money from the American people. All the programs they promise, all the stimulus checks, all the free stuff is going to get expensive one day. Because the only way they can continue to tax and provide these programs is to tax our money more and more. Now, I got good news for you right now. Pay attention to this. This is critical. Right now, today, taxes are the lowest they've ever been in our lifetime. The second tax bracket's at 12%. The second tax bracket's up to 12%. A lot of people fall in that bracket. What we're talking to people about at Your Line to Retirement when they come meet with us is getting money out of their taxable account. If you have an IRA, you have a 401k, you have a pension plan, all of that money, when you start to take income out of it, is taxable. Okay. So you got to think of it this way. You're in partnership with the IRS. That's a bad partnership for those that didn't know. Because who determines the tax laws in America? Congress. Not the IRS. The IRS enforces the tax laws. Congress determines the tax rates. Congress has about a 9% approval rating, and that's after it increasing the last 2 years. My point is, whether you're Republican or Democrat, not many Americans have a brain or have any common sense. And the common sense, I must admit, is becoming a luxury anymore in our nation. If you have common sense and you have a brain, you understand that not many people in America have much faith in Congress. They make the tax laws. They also make the spending laws. And they know to keep these programs going, they got to raise your taxes. Well, right now, today, in 2020, your taxes are the lowest they've ever been in our lifetime. You've got to look at getting your money from a taxable investment to a tax-free investment. And that's what we help people with when they come in our office. If you don't know whether your money's taxable or not, you don't know how to get to a tax-free investment, give us a call, 540-381-4033. Because here's the deal. Here's why it would benefit you. If you get your money in a tax-free investment, when you take the money out and spend it and use it as monthly income, there's no taxes on it. Well, in the future, if I was a betting man, I would bet in the future, taxes are going to be higher than they are today. Because taxes are the lowest they've ever been in America. So there's really only one way they're going to go is up. And now through the coronavirus, adding trillions of more dollars to our debt, they're going to have to raise taxes to pay for all these programs and pay for this debt. There's just not going to be much choice. So you want to get your money in tax-free investments. Because all of this free stuff is expensive. Don't buy the lie of the politicians that all this stuff's free. They're already coming after about half of Americans, but they're eventually going to come after everybody because they got to have money to pay for these free programs. Just like when you go to the store to buy something. You go up to the cashier, you hand it to them, they scan it, they put it in the bag, they say, you owe me some money. That's how it works. Nothing's free. So give us a call if you want to figure out and learn how to get your taxable money to your tax-free money. When they raise taxes in the future, you are going to want your money in tax-free accounts. There's only a couple ways to do that in America. I've been doing it at Your Line to Retirement since 1998 for 22 years. Getting ready to start my 23rd year in a couple months. We've been doing this kind of common sense stuff. I'll bring you in the office, put it up on the whiteboard for you, big, huge whiteboard, put it up on there for you. Common sense. I'm not going to confuse you. We're going to keep it simple. You're going to make your own decision. I'm not going to sell you anything. And you're going to get out of this partnership with the IRS. And when all this free stuff has to start being paid for, they're not coming to you to get it. They're not coming to me to get it because we've already paid our taxes. You got to look at this stuff right now. It's a sense of urgency why taxes are the lowest they've ever been, because once they raise them, it's too late. It's too late. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to pressure you. I'm just trying to give you a sense of urgency of what's happening in our nation. You got to pay attention to what's going on. That's what we do at Your Line to Retirement. Common sense decisions for common folks who all they've done is work their heart out to try to make a living over 30 and 40 years, save a few dollars. And at Your Line to Retirement, we'll help you protect that money with safe money products, safe financial products, and then we're going to show you how to get your money back to you in the most tax-efficient way possible. Thank you so much for listening to us today. My name's Kevin Alexander, Your Line to Retirement podcast, yourlinetoretirement.com. Phone number is 540-381-4033. Like us on our Facebook page at Your Line to Retirement. Thank you for listening. God bless you. God bless the United States of America, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Your Line to Retirement. For more information, call Kevin at 540-381-4033 or visit yourlinetoretirement.com. Licensed insurance professional. Respond and learn how financial products, including life insurance and annuities, can be used in various planning strategies for retirement. Kevin Alexander or anyone associated with Your Line to Retirement does not give any legal or tax advice. Managed money accounts and investments are offered solely through Alexander Advisory Services, LLC.